The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained here in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Today is the 11th of July, 2017. And I'll tell you what, folks, I've been doing this for almost, probably for the last five shows. And I'm getting enormous feedback on it. It was probably because the first time I did it, I probably scared people out of their chair or made them drive off the road because I've been doing stuff and this has been echoing in my head. And I'm not kidding you when I say it. I was telling people, and I tell them all the time, stand up, take a deep breath, and repeat after me. I am a winner. I am a champion. And I would say that over and over during the show. But I say that so much now that echoes through my brain like you wouldn't believe. And I know there's people out there probably shaking their head saying, doesn't work. Well, I got news for you. That is usually what's revolving around in my head more than 100 times or more a day. When I talk, when I'm on the air, anything, I can hear that in my head. Now, wouldn't you rather hear that than say, I can't do it, or I don't feel good today, or whatever? Look it, the idea of this show and everything we do is to propel everyone, including whoever my family guest member is, and myself, to bigger and better things. If that's what you like, you got the right show. If not, I'm sure there's a Pajama Boy show somewhere you can go listen to. And I already got a little thing about that, and that doesn't even matter. Because the ones that matter, and you'd be shocked at what's going on with Etched in Stone with all the comments and people saying things. And we had Kirsten Tulick on here Saturday. What a show that was about men and women. What a show. And there's going to be more because I've got more people coming to me. But I have the master that I'm going to bring in shortly. And we could even call him the master of disaster off Rocky. We got William Wong, Dr. William Wong with us on today. And we're going to bring him in momentarily. But first thing, we got to do some business here. Let's take you out to the winner's circle. Now, this is 12 modules that I have built out here in the FBC Stone and Steel Yard. This has got at least 15 years of me stamped all over it, and I don't put anything out that I haven't done. And this is going to be a program that's going to keep growing with modules, but I want to read the first 12 off to you. The first one is called The Beginning. The second one is Getting Started. The third one is Mental Fortitude. The fourth is Sandbag Domination. Number five is heavy specialization with shoulder pressing and bent rows. Number six is passion for what you love. Number seven is hands-on training. Number eight is big, powerful arms. Number nine, high shrugs and the straight arm pullover. And before we started the show today, I was telling Dr. Wong some of the stuff I did last night. And we have one module called The Return of the Iron Boots. This was made by, I believe they were started by York Barbine. Well, I know they were, but I want to say they were started possibly in the 30s, if I recall. But if not, it was the 40s. But they've been around a long, long time. Obviously, York doesn't produce them. You can buy them used. I've seen them. If not, there are other companies where you can get them. Module number 11 is Strong Stone Strength. I dare you say that fast 100 times. Number 12, Love, Passion, and My Power Rack. Now, when you buy this product, you get number 13 module free called Stewards of Strength / Gatekeepers. Here's some bullet points that are on that. Learning what the true definition of honor stands for, where have all the men gone, why you should test yourself constantly, why strength is the foundation of your life, and why not stand out, stand apart, and lead the world. Now, we call them 7 for 7, but I have someone else today that has offered their services too, and I will give you her name momentarily. But we have Martin Janzix, David Whitley, Douglas Graham, Dr. William Wong, Clint Darden, Paul Firepower Gray, and Frank Delventhal. And our good, good friend, and I know, I guarantee you, Dr. Wong would love to meet this girl. Kirsten Tulick is one hell of a person, and she's offered an hour of her time. That will be up on the website within the next day or two, and I appreciate her and everybody else for helping me out, giving an hour of their time free when you buy this product. I don't know many people that have an offer like that. So go out, check that out, order it up, and we'll get you going, and we'll bring you where you need to be. I promise you that. Secondly, with the winner's circle comes contributions. Now, you know, I see this all over the place, and before I even decided to do it, I was like, okay, what do we need to do to get this done? Well, what we need to do is bring contributions into the company, especially M&M, because of the cost every month to run it. Now, there's a certain level you can contribute to. If not, buy me a cup of coffee, buy me a week's worth of coffee, buy me some lunches or dinner. All you have to do is go out to my PayPal account, which is at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. Now, if you go out to the website where it says contribute, a $25 contribution will get you the first module off the Winner's Circle called The Beginning. And here's some of the life changers on that: obliterating obstacles, success manifested, overcoming roadblocks, and the power of optimism. And I've said this, and I'll keep saying it. We live in a pessimistic society, men and women. Time to get over that shit and get on to something like optimism. If you contribute $50, you get The Beginnings once again, and you get a half hour of free consultation with me, and we'll go over everything. And at $29.59, I won't hang up on you either. I promise you that. If you give $100, you get, obviously, the first module from the Winner's Circle, The Beginning, and you get 2 half-hour free consultation sessions with me. Each button you hit goes directly to PayPal. There's no BS, and I made it as simple as we possibly could. Be a man or woman of strength, valor, and character, and with your support, we'll just keep constructing bigger and bigger things. And we'll have the winning lessons and strategies everybody needs to get better. So that's that. Now, go out to motivationmuscle.com, and you can go out and look up any of our close to, at least, if we, I'm going to find out, I keep saying it this week, I know if we're not at 700, we're damn close, or we're over at this point. Just go out and look at all the shows that Dr. Wong and I have done alone. It's just, it's a library that's absolutely incredible. And that's it. And we're going to give you a little information on Dr. Wong. Number one, and if you've listened, this gentleman has a long dossier. So here we go. He's a classical naturopath, a PhD exercise physiologist, certified athletic trainer, that's AATA, certified sports medicine trainer, ASMA, World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member, and World Martial Arts Hall of Fame member. You talk about accomplishment, man. I've said this before I bring him in. You talk about having the honor of having caliber of people like this gentleman. I mean, I am very, very blessed, believe me. But before I bring him in, we're going to talk about a big subject today, and you know our beliefs with manhood and a lot of things of that nature, and the listeners love Dr. Wong. If I say he's coming on, it's like, what are you guys going to talk about? How many times have I heard, he's my favorite, he's my favorite, he's my favorite? And I love it. I mean, we are hitting on things now that even the other family members that are on this show are like, I've had this on my mind for a long time, I want to talk about it. Bring it on. But we're going to talk about this. Two things. And toxic male masculinity, if you can believe that. And a word, obviously, Dr. Wong coined, it's called estrogen rage. And we're going to get into the amount, the number, digit-wise, where he told me it's over 3 digits where you're going to meet up with a lot of this anger in women. But I'm not going to give out the names or anything like that because I won't give these people a platform. But there are a number of groups that came out, especially with the masculinity, that made me sick, that we need to get rid of it in male sports, okay? So with no further ado, Dr. Wong, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back on board, Eric.
It's awesome, man. Anything I missed, lay it out, and we'll get rocking.
No, you did fine. You did fine.
Okay. Well, why don't you give out the, at least where they can get your great products, please.
You know, if folks want to listen to my rantings and ravings, they can go to drwongradio.com, D-R-W-O-N-G, radio.com. They can go to drwong.us, U.S. as in United States, to read my articles on health, spirituality, and martial arts. And if you want to take a look at our supplements, please go to drwongsessentials.com.
You got it, man. The best stuff on earth. Like I said, I take yours and Steven's, and that's it. I don't need anything else. And by the way, Dr. Wong's really helped my family out, too. And my sister was saying, God, he dove off the deck today. They're waiting to hear. My sister's dog, Hershey, who I talked about, he is an awesome, awesome dog. He's lab and pity. And Dr. Wong and I talked a few days back about him too, you know, and the loyalty of an animal and all that. You know, he got an ACL tear, and I never even heard of that in a dog, and it's in his back leg on his left side. And this guy was with me for 6 days while they were on vacation. They picked him up a week ago tomorrow. He's a live wire. I mean, every once in a while I see that left leg come up. So I called Dr. Wong. I said, what do you think? You know, enzymes, what do we want to do here? And he told me what to do with them, and I'll tell you right now, he hardly limps at all, and I can tell you, this guy can still do a line shot like you wouldn't believe. Do I want him doing stuff like that? No, but he's just that type of dog. And the funniest ass shit is, I was telling people, my nephew Danny, I don't know if he took his horn off his bike or whatever, and it's not real big, probably no more than about 3 or 4 inches, but it's pretty loud. Well, doesn't this guy will pick up anything and rip it apart. I mean, he's ripped a football apart. He's got this horn, man, and you would die. He grabs the end of the horn, and the guy will stand there, and he'll beep it. I swear to God, it's like something out of the circus. But what I'm saying is the products Dr. Wong makes are second to none, and it's helped my sister's dog out, and he means so much to the family, and I thank you for that, Dr. Wong.
You're very welcome.
You know, people, it's good, you know, you're as good as who you surround yourself with. Let's start at, well, we can go anywhere you want to go. We can break into estrogen rage. I'm sure it goes, it's not only, it's males and women, obviously, with the ending the male masculinity. But, you know, we've done a lot of shows on testosterone, and we know we live in a very PC society. But let me ask you this, and I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, but I know that they're waiting, the family and myself too. Have we gotten to a point now where men, we know, and I get this from women, the last 2 days we were talking off air, they're saying the same thing to me. Where the hell is all the men gone? They know that feminism has really wrecked maleness totally, and a lot of males, if not the high end percentage, are suffering from this. Where are we now? What is, do you see at this point, I mean, if they start going after organized sports, which I know they're going more and more, you know, under the radar, so to speak, what's going to happen? Is finally the backlash going to hit? Because I think we're seeing a lot of it more and more now. It's not publicized because we know the press is in the tank with everybody that, you know, just doesn't want to conform. Where do you see things going, and why this outrage now on male masculinity?
When you want to take a country down,
yep,
you need to get rid of its men. Because it's men are going to be the people who defend the country.
Okay.
It's that simple. So when you want to destroy a system or an empire or a nation, you emasculate its men. In Carthage, the guys were so wimpy. Carthage had a habit. They they worshipped the god Baal, and Baal demanded child-burned sacrifices. So number one, the Carthaginians weakened themselves by throwing their children into the fire, the sacrifice to Baal, to pray to him to save them from the Romans.
Yep.
Okay, so they got rid of entire generations of kids. Okay, so think about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number two. When the Roman general, and I forgot, Scipio Africanus, actually, when he surrounded Carthage and he wanted to play with them, he wanted to mess with their minds.
Right.
First he demanded their gold. They gave him all their gold. Then he demanded their women. They gave him all the women.
Yep.
Okay. Then he demanded their surrender. And they held off and they held off and they held off. They finally did surrender.
Yep.
Scipio Africanus ordered that every male Carthaginian be castrated and allowed to bleed to death.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did not have the manhood to fight.
Yep.
First they'd killed off all their kids in this frenzy to beat off the Romans. Then they gave them their women.
Yep.
I mean, who gives up their women? The whole reason you fight is to protect your women.
Yep.
Very simple. Women are the center of the home and the family. So what were the Carthaginians giving up when they gave up their women? Then I don't know what their culture was, what their eating culture was.
Yep.
I don't know what they ate that demasculinized them, but between losing several generations of potential warriors, sacrificing them to them to basically Satan.
Yep.
Baal is Satan. And then losing their manhood, they lost their nation. Now, we only have about 1 to 10% of the population is gay at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
Toynbee, the historian, tells us that the closer to 10% you get, the closer you come to the end of your empire.
Mm-hmm.
Because typically, while there's 1% homosexual activity, not a big deal. When it gets to 10%, they begin to demand stuff. And they begin to get it because they're usually very well placed. They're very artsy fartsy. They have the ear of media.
Yep.
They have the ear of leaders. But they're not anywhere near the majority.
Right.
But they have unusual influence for their numbers. Okay. So here we have 1 to 10% of the population exerting really unusual influence for their numbers. They have the control of media. You know, everything Disney is putting out now is teaching that pedophilia is okay.
Yep.
And Disney was a huge pedophile.
Yep.
He would have loved this. Homosexuality is okay. That home wrecking is okay. You know, but basically, two moms can raise children.
Mm-hmm.
Two dads can raise children. Bullshit. What they're raising is sexual victims,
mm-hmm.
rape victims. But we won't go there. So this minority of folks are now pushing for the demasculinization of society. So you have 1 to 10% of the population who are homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the super PC liberals,
mm-hmm.
who are still a minority. I mean, people are liberal, but they're not super PC liberals.
Right.
But it's the folks who set the style. Like, you know, this year the skirts will be below the knee. Tomorrow the skirts will be above the knee. Those are the people who are telling us that we need to be more manly or less manly or whatever else. And those are the guys who are setting the trends, who are putting the word into the media, and then people, like sheep,
yep.
believe this shit.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, I've worked with football. I'm gonna rag on football now. The first pervert we ever heard of in football was a guy named Lance Renssel.
Yep, I remember
him. Who was married to Joey Heatherton, the hottest model of the 1960s. I can't think of a gal who I'd love to be in the sack with more. Okay?
Yep.
I mean, she was an absolute bombshell. And this perverted son of a bitch tries to have sex with a 2-year-old girl in an elevator?
Oh, my God.
Okay? Now, they all slap themselves in the back of the ass and whatever else. What I found, that even the biggest, burliest guys in football, 40% of them are bisexual.
Yep.
I could not have believed this had I not been working in college sports and pro sports and whatever else for as long as I have been. Mm-hmm. I've worked with pro football players. I've worked with collegiates. I've worked with Olympians. I've worked with peewees. I've worked with every level of athlete. And around about 40% of pro football players are bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, actually, the basketball players and everyone else are straighter than the football players are. Yeah. There's something about a guy who wants to smash into somebody else and then lay on him and kind of rub on him and be in a pile of men.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I'd love to be piled on by women. Yep. I don't want to be piled on by men.
Yep, yep.
But there's something about a guy who loves to be in a pile up of men.
Yeah.
There's just something wrong with that.
Yeah.
And so sports is already bent out of shape. Then we have all these minority people, and I don't mean racial minorities. I mean political minorities.
Yep.
Crying for the downthrow of men. All this adds up to people who want to destroy the culture.
Yep.
People who want to destroy the nation. People who want to destroy the empire. Because as soon as it flips over, then we have a barbarian race coming in who will set things to their culture. So what happens when America falls? What happens when Europe falls? The Muslims come in, and all of a sudden, queers are thrown off the top buildings.
Yep. Yeah. Which,
you know, then and women are put into burqas and turned into sex slaves.
Yep.
And everyone starts fucking goats.
Yep.
My poor little baby goats, I have to protect them.
Well, yeah, and you know what the whole thing is? They don't realize they're going to get themselves all killed by this type of attitude. And, you know, we got
to
get
kumbaya thing. Yep. If I'm nice to them, they'll be nice to me. Yeah, you think so, idiot.
Well, you know, it's funny because today, the last few days have been very interesting here in Albany, which just seems to go worse and worse and worse, not only with the way they do things and their beliefs and what they're putting out there. I'm not giving the name or anything. There's a tattoo shop located in Albany. It'd probably be quote unquote where the hip people all hang, you know, and it's one stretch of a part of Albany. And supposedly, I don't know who talked to who, but supposedly a couple of the guys there are in this group, and I'm not going to say that either, that's supposedly far right. Well, however caught fire, it went through social media like crazy. Now they've been gone out and investigated it and all that, and this is what's so dangerous with everything is this. These groups are all very PC, and they didn't check any facts. There was no proof these two gentlemen were involved with this right-wing group, and if they were, that's their business. They're not. They said there was no flyers passed out. They weren't espousing their views, nothing, but there were some people that didn't like the idea that they were talking more of you could say that, but more of a conservative way of life, all right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and this is what is very scary out there right now, and it all comes back to destroying maleness totally.
Free speech only exists if you're a left-wing liberal.
You got it, because you know
free speech does not exist if you're a manly man. Free
exactly.
speech does not exist if you're a right-winger. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center,
yeah.
the greatest threat for terrorism are
yep.
Christian conservatives.
Yeah, and okay. if it,
when's
right.
the last time we bombed something? When's the last time a Christian conservative blew up a bus?
Yeah,
when's the last
exactly.
time a Christian conservative was yelled Allah Akbar and started killing cops in Paris?
Exactly.
When's the last time a Christian conservative got into a car and ran over a bunch of Muslims? Oh, no,
yeah.
wait a minute. That, you know, that might have happened 2 weeks ago in London. And bully for him.
Yeah, and they went nuts on that. But here's the thing. The owner of that shop didn't have any facts, and he fired both gentlemen. Okay? So, no,
easy thing to do.
You got it, because he was afraid of keep getting dragged through social media, and he didn't want any more attention through the newspaper. And there was an article today. There's still no proof of these gentlemen in this group. So this is
how they start their own salon, their own studio.
Yeah,
I hope they do wonderfully.
Yeah, and I hope they do too. I mean, this is at a whatever happened to people backing you? I mean, you know, this is what's happened. This fear. Everywhere you look, it's just
everywhere the estrogen dominant left is screaming. And
yep.
Here's where we get into estrogen rage.
You got it. Hit it.
Whether it's the guys or the gals, they are
yep.
so freaking full of estrogen. I wanted to say that a little stronger, but I'm minding my language.
Yeah.
They are so full of estrogen that they've gone nuts. Now, let's go back 100 years.
Yep.
A gal is going through menopause. She's raging. She's screaming. She's going nuts. She's flip-flopping on her opinions. Her personality is changing. She's splitting sometimes. So her husband gets together with the doc, and they put her in a mental institution for a year, and she comes out, and she's fine.
Yep.
That was considered to be abuse until two women OBGYN docs in, I think, University of London decided to do a study, and they did they had started with the pre-drawn conclusion that it was a bad thing to do. So they were going to confirm that conclusion. Turned out the conclusion was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
When these gals go nuts with estrogen rage, institutionalizing them actually turned out better outcomes than not institutionalizing them. Now, what is estrogen rage? Estrogen rage is had by people, by women who have a higher than three-digit, who have a three-digit or higher estrogen level.
Mm.
Estrogen rage is had by men who have a high two-digit estrogen level. Who has that kind of estrogen? Okay, number one, anyone who doesn't exercise, anyone who is soft and flabby, anyone who is has an awful lot of adipose, especially on the hips and thighs.
Yep.
That adipose makes aromatase. The aromatase takes testosterone and converts it into estrogen. There are four or five particular tribes that were taken by the Muslims, sold to the Dutch and Spanish slave traders, and brought over to the New World. One of those tribes was the Matabili. The Matabili has a distinction in physical anthropology in that they have an extra layer of fat, an extra layer of adipose on their hips and thighs because in their genetic history they had had an awful lot of famine.
Yep.
So the extra fat was there to help them through carrying a child through periods of famine. Okay, you bring those folks to the New World, you feed them well, you feed them okay, and you feed them McDonald's.
Yeah.
And what happens? Walk through New Orleans and take a look at all the gals with hips that are 20 feet wide who couldn't
yeah.
fit on a sofa if
yep.
they tried.
Yep.
Now, try to talk to them, and in 3 seconds, they'll get angry about anything you say, even if you say the sky is blue.
Yeah.
And they'll go off on you. That's estrogen rage. Gal could be perfectly normal 1 second, and then you say something to trigger them.
Yep.
Okay? And they go off on you. That's estrogen rage. Gal's driving along perfectly well. You know, squirrel runs across the road. She goes nuts. Starts slamming into cars around her, right? That's estrogen rage. In guys, estrogen rage is the proof that being a man is so bad.
Yep.
Man takes such advantage of the world. They destroy nature. They destroy the ecology. They destroy this. They destroy that. They rape women. Just
yep.
by looking at women, they rape women. You know, so the guy's completely deballed.
Yep.
He makes no testosterone at all. It's all converting into estrogen.
Yep.
Or he's eating all this estrogen. And that... enough people like that, they don't do things. They are not doers, but they are screamers and complainers.
Yep.
So the media picks up on the screamers and complainers and then says, the people in the United States, the population, demands such and such and such and such, demands that men castrate themselves so that they can't be manly. So the castration starts tomorrow and line up here on the right. You know? Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, right is right. No, and you know what the biggest thing is? You know, I'm not going to excuse men, whatever we call them now, the way they are, but there is a constant tide coming at you all the time. If they buy into the 45, 50 years of the typical feminist that is obviously out to clip their balls, it makes for a very confused man, a man that can't think correctly, that has no confidence, that cannot lead. And, you know, when you get to that point, you know, if you beat somebody down enough, and people should really listen to what I'm saying here, you beat somebody down enough, eventually they're going to believe it. Now, I'll tell you, I don't know if I don't remember if I told you this, but you're going to love this anyways, and I said it on the last show. I had the unfortunate having to go to Whole Foods last Friday. So I got a couple things, and I dumped my little plastic cart, and it was sideways, okay, instead of straight in it. And this guy's behind me, he goes, nice shot. And I said to him, now, I want to let everybody know, because I've said this, I had one killer workout that night before, and I was not down from it yet. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I was beyond aggression. And usually if someone says something to me, they got to test me pretty hard to even get me to reply to them, because I think the majority of them aren't worth anything. But I was in that frame of mind where I had that buzz still going. And he says, nice shot. And I said, what? And he says, nice shot. And I said, well, that's why you're here. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, you're my nanny. You put it back, right? This guy looked at me, and I said to myself, I hope he isn't even thinking what I'm thinking. As I had my right fist clenched tight, I would have turned right sideways and clocked his ass. You know what he did? He took three steps back and shut his fucking pussy mouth.
And what you didn't notice is that his pants were wet.
I hope so. You know why, though, everybody? Look, I've said this before. I've said this on every show. The ones that know that they can do something are usually quiet and don't say a word. Normally, I look at life in that approach. But that was the day that I heard about basically cutting men's balls off for sports. And I've been getting a constant feed as of late. I don't listen to a lot of media, but I do read things. I like to stay up on what's going on, whether I believe it or not. And it was like a week or two of that consistent mail this, mail that, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, at that point, he just caught me on a day like that where I had had enough. And just a statement like that, where this guy is probably a wise guy to begin with, or he said this shit to people and nobody ever turned around and mouthed off at him. Hopefully he'll get his teeth saved the next time, because I'll tell you right now, I was ready to inflict pain on that dude. You know what I mean? But I think where we are right now, when we talk about estrogen rage and let's get rid of all male masculinity. Men, women too. We've got women on this show that are all for us, man. They don't understand it. They don't want to see it. They want to be part of it. They want to work with us. They want us to work with them. It's not like the media is portraying 1%, 2% of the whole world. That's it. Do you realize we're 98% of the world? Get off your ass and get involved with this, because I'm telling you right now, people are becoming more and more emboldened to say what they want to you. They don't even know you. And they talk to you like you're a piece of shit, or it's some sarcastic thing or whatever. Folks, I'm not saying to go out and do violence with anybody, but But stand up and speak up now. It's the only way this shit's going to stop. Because as that guy who was behind me at Whole Foods, and the majority of them, they're all a bunch of pussies, believe me. Go ahead, he Doc, take it.
He loved being behind you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if he even bumped into me, I can guarantee you he would have taken an airborne ride. I don't know how far he would have went. Yeah,
Hammer fist to the crotch.
Yeah, I'm done with it. You know what I mean? I don't want to deal with this type of stuff anymore. I don't. That was it. But go ahead, take it away.
Since it's the fashion guys who are telling us that it's unfashionable to be men.
Right.
Why are people listening?
Yeah.
Why are guys listening? Why are you listening to the press? Why is anyone still listening to CNN?
No shit.
Why is anyone still listening to anyone out there telling you what the style is? I mean, first it was metrosexual, now it's just clear straight homosexual.
Yep.
And who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
You know, if all the fags on the left coast and all the limp wrists in the Northeast, and
yep,
there are a good many of them in Atlanta and around the South, if all those guys want to be funny, let them be funny. The rest of us should go tell them that,
yeah,
he ain't listening.
Right.
We're not backing off from being men. And most importantly, we are not allowing the destruction of the male psyche and the male species, which will lead to the destruction of our nation. We may be at the point that the Western Roman Empire was at and being about to fall. I'm hoping we're at the point that the Eastern Roman Empire had, where they discovered that they were about to fall, fixed what the problems that they had, and they lasted another 1,000 years.
Yep.
And if you think of the problems of the Western Roman Empire, then I want you to just imagine this. Picture in your mind the Colosseum.
Yep.
The sand stained with blood. So much blood in the Colosseum, you could go down 4 feet. You could dig down 4 feet and find blood in the sand. That's how much blood had been spilled there. And the gladiators come out from either side of the arena.
Yep.
And they march to the middle, and they face the emperor, and they salute him, and they face each other, and then they start kissing.
No thanks, man. You know what? I'll tell you what. We're going through a time, and you don't know if we're going to finally get men of might back and women of might, believe me, because there's plenty on both sides that don't want these shenanigans going on. And you know, we talked about kids a little. Kids today, unless they have the ultimate parents, and even then, you know, they're being force-fed so many things through the schools. You know, you got to wonder, these little minds right now have got to be so goddamn confused. Well, I know right now, I've talked to my one niece. You know, she was talking to me with politics, and I'm not going to get into any of the people. But I was amazed at what she was saying, and I'm like, who's telling you this stuff? And, you know, we really didn't go any further, and I did say to her, you've got to learn to look at all the facts. You've got to learn to make decisions. But the hell with that. A 14-year-old, it's good they know what their country's about and what we stand for. But for God's sakes, man, go enjoy your life. Be a young girl. Do all the things. And I know she does. But what I'm saying is you shouldn't be worrying about things like that right now. And it's ridiculous, but what they've done now in these government schools is they've brought all this Democrat, liberal, far left into these classrooms. And the last I knew, a teacher was not supposed to be paid to express what their political views were. And maybe I'm on the wrong side of the fence now, but this is what's going on. So what you do then is you turn kids out that really, unless they've been morally taught at home, you've got what we got now.
And that's why homeschooling is so popular now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Both of the teachers' unions in the U.S. had their origins in the Communist Party of the 1920s.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. And the leaders of those unions have not turned away from communist ideology ever, even when it was proven that communism doesn't work. You've got some guy like Vladimir Putin, who used to work for the communists, is a KGB man, telling people, telling us in speeches, that communism doesn't work and that any fourth grader in Russia could tell you that communism doesn't work and socialism doesn't work in every country that's ever tried it. But the academians here still think we can make it work. How stupid is that?
Well, it's stupid, and we know the European blueprint is pretty much failed. And
they ran out of other people's money.
You got it. And that's the thing, you know. They basically will take, I think you were saying, what was it, Detroit or Michigan, wherever it was, where, I mean, think about this. The amount of tax they're putting on the working bee to pay for these people and these programs that they don't work, they don't foster strength or education or ways to make yourself get ahead on your own. It's just a way to keep you in the system, to keep people getting elected, and this is wrong. It's false, and it's like, I have never, ever turned anybody away that needed help. And I'm talking legitimate here, all right? I'm not that type of guy. We weren't brought up that way. But there comes a point, too, that they have to eventually stand on their own 2 feet. I've got no problem with that. But the idea to go through generations of people, and you're telling me, I don't care, to me, the only color I think about right now is green, money. All right. So don't lay the bullshit on me. You're picking on a certain group because that's not it. But we've had this mentality in this country, and it's been going on since the 60s. I mean, I go back and read a lot of things where it just started as a small thing through LBJ, and then they add something else to it, and then they add
Great Society.
Yep. Yep.
The illegitimacy rate for whites was greater than that for blacks.
Yep. Yep.
Now, in the inner cities, the black illegitimacy rate is upwards of 80%.
Yes, it is.
Nationwide, counting country and city, it's in the high 40s. But in the cities themselves, it's 80%. The most confusing day there is Father's Day.
Absolutely. And think about how tragic this is to this country. Because, see, I get in this argument with people a lot, all right? Now, I live in Albany, New York. That's the capital of New York State. We're upstate New York. Most of the downstaters think we're a bunch of country bumpkins, and that's who cares. But every time I hear this, my face just tightens right up. You know, you hear all this, well, this program, that program. Well, how about this, folks, government officials? How about taking the shackles off businesses? How about lowering the tax rate where businesses can come in here and thrive? And guess what? You're not going to need these programs anymore because men and women will go back to work. And there's nothing, whether you want to work for somebody or open up a small business, I'm telling you folks right now, there's nothing more important than feel like you're worth something. That is very important. When you get up every day, you should be ready to kick ass during the day, not think about, what am I going to do by sitting on my ass today? How am I going to try to beat another day? This is the problem here. I see this all over Albany. They don't want business here. New York State is unfriendly to everything. And all they keep saying is, oh, these poor people, they're on this program, and Donald Trump is going to, President Trump is going to cut this program, et cetera, et cetera. Let me tell you something. We wouldn't have any of this bullshit if government would get out of our business. Now, I'm not saying not have a military and police and fire. I'll get somebody saying that. That's not what I mean. What I mean is let people go out and work. Let people go out and create small business. You'll have communities again. You'll watch your crime go down. You'll have an appreciation for life and those around you. Whether they're too dumb now to realize it, or this is all a big shell game, which I've got very mixed emotions about that, and I don't want this to become a big political thing here, but I see enough numbers around here. We have parts here. We have a port of Albany that is huge, waterway, everything. I'm telling you folks right now, if you want to do manual work, and there's plenty of stuff down there, if they did it the right way and had the backing of the government, my feeling is we won't even talk about technology or anything. It could probably employ a minimum of 80% of Albany, which is about 100,000 people. So you tell me, and then when we hear about masculinity, when we hear about rages, you wouldn't have time to be doing this shit if you're out doing something that really meant something. Go ahead, Doc, take it.
How many politicians would lose their position?
Yep.
If they didn't have welfare recipients?
Yeah.
Think about this. This, again, is a repeat. Read your Gibbons. The end of the Roman Empire. There were the equivalent of welfare recipients in the city of Rome, and all the senators catered to them because they wanted their votes. So what did they do? They gave them the free circus and the free bread, which is where we get the theme of bread and circuses.
Circus, right.
Yep. It was the Roman equivalent of welfare. You went to the circus, you saw the gladiatorial contest, you saw what basically was pornographic dance, you saw all sorts of stuff, and while you were there, they handed out free bread. So you got entertained and you got to eat for free.
Yep. Okay.
And in return, you gave your votes to the guy, to the senator, who gave you the best show.
Yep.
This is exactly what's happening now. Think of how rich and opulent Detroit was in the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Yep.
Look at Detroit now. 50, 60 years of Democrat rule.
Yep.
Take a look at any of the places that are really badly off. Camden, New Jersey, for God's sakes. Philadelphia. Any of those cities have been ruled by Democrats for freaking ever.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people who want to work have left.
Yep.
All the people who can pay taxes have left. All the entrepreneurs who don't want to be taxed to death. Oh, you need to pay your fair share. I'm sorry. When you want 50% of my freaking income,
exactly,
you can't fucking have it.
Exactly.
So they all left for greener pastures.
Yep.
The only people they have left are the welfare recipients, but now they've got no one left to pay for them.
There you
go. This capital flight happened in Rome, and it's happening in our cities now. And they knew this was going to happen, but it's all been planned. There were two professors, and I can't remember their name. They were both at Columbia University, and the question was how to bring about a collapse of the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
To bring about their socialist communist world. And they wrote a book called The Weight of the Poor. The Weight of the Poor. And the theory was that if you heaped enough social programs to cause the entire government to collapse under the weight of the social programs, then the government would collapse and you could replace it with a communist government. So all these social programs that the Democrats keep on heaping, all this urban decay that we see in all the major cities of the Northeast, the northern industrial states, and the left coast, it's all planned to bring about the decline and fall of the United States of America.
Good luck to them, because as you can tell, like you said, everybody's moved out of there and gone to states that want to thrive. And I think that this is a lot of the backlash with everything right now. There's a lot of people that got a lot of money in this thing and don't want to see things change. The problem is the people want to see it change, and I think you're going to see more and more people jumping on this, because the people that even some of the people that were behind a lot of things where, you know, nobody wants to see anybody go hungry, not have a roof over their home. It took a long time, but a lot of them are realizing it now. We can't do it, and you have to give a little on your end. And we've seen what, you know, we've seen a time now where people have just taken it, afraid to open their mouth, like that deal on Lark Street with the tattoo parlor. And look what it costs. It costs two guys a job, but look at what it's done to the United States and the whole world. It's proven, you know, you cannot keep giving, and think it's never going to run out. And this is why when we hear about these things with the estrogen rage and let's just destroy masculinity, you know, it's like all the crap. Well, I get a free cell phone. So when you get stuff, you know, right? Well, somebody's
those folks Obama promised a car and
exactly
the rest of their life.
Right, right.
They're still
right.
waiting.
They're still waiting. And you know what the thing is though? Then they become really good manipulative puppets. So when things like this come up, they don't know a damn thing about it, but yet they'll go out and vote for it. All right? Yeah. This is the danger of all this stuff. And you have to educate yourself. And, you know, as my father said over and over, you got to become a leader. I don't care. You know, the biggest leader is always going to be you. You cannot go out and lead other men and women if you're not a leader. You have to become your own leader. It's not easy to do, and it's another thing where sacrifice is imperative to not get caught up in this stuff. And when you see something, when someone like that clown the other day made the comment at me, you know what? You answer the clown back, because the majority of these people are nothing more than bootlickers. That's all they are. They have no identity. They have no shape with anything. They have no strength. They have no power. And they have nothing between their ears other than if you probably went and looked at it with an x-ray, it'd be a cuckoo clock popping out of the fucking wooden box that they go in. Let me tell you something. This is nothing to laugh at or fool around with. We're seeing more and more of this stuff roll out. And it's like, you know something? I'm going to tell you, ladies and gents, I'm not, they might get me, but I'm not going down quiet, believe me. And I will never sacrifice my balls to anybody. All right? I need them. I need them for lifting. I love being a man. To me, being a male and acting accordingly and using your strength for good things, for helping people, for being a protector. Well, you tell me, I'll ask you, Doc, this. I said a few things there. What did I say? What is wrong with those words right there? What do you think?
None of it.
None of it. Right. Right. Right.
Except if you're a left-wing communist liberal.
Right. But, you know, you like you said, the insanity runs deep. And, you know, people don't realize a lot of these people who are out pulling these shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen, are on all types of drugs. If it's not recreational, it's doctor prescribed. This is how they live their life. They're junkies. And these junkies have been planted in your universities, your churches, your schools, hell, in your neighborhoods. And look what's happened. And don't tell me it's a positive course. It's not a positive course. It's a way to change your thinking to make you and manipulate you to be nothing more than a foot soldier for them. Hey, look. As Doc said, bread and circus, think about this. What do they do usually before they execute you? They fatten you up, and then they get rid of you. So if people are coming to you with that stuff, you better either take care of it right there or get your ass out of there quickly. Go ahead, Doc.
Lenin called the people who helped him establish his rule useful idiots.
Idiots, yep.
And it's usually the intelligentsia, the academians, and the sheeple.
Yep.
And the very first thing the communists do whenever they take power is they shoot all of them.
Yep.
Because as useful idiots, they have their usefulness has run their course, and they'll only create problems for the ruling elite.
Yep.
In demanding that this be done or that be done or this change be done or that change be done. Their usefulness is over. So as soon as these academians get exactly what they want. They're stood up against the wall, and they're shot.
Yep.
Guys, take a look at history. We have had enough communist revolutions in the last century that you can see that that's exactly what happens.
Yep. They're, you know, they always say history repeats itself. I mean, you know, it's like they say
over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's like they'll say, you know, we'll hang the last, what do you want to call it, capitalist with their own rope. You know, I mean, that's what it is. And and I mean, it's amazing that, see, this is the danger of social media, because the majority of it out there, you don't really know if who this person or if it's a ghost or whatever it is putting out unfactual, with no substance to it. It's very dangerous, and people seem to gravitate to this and believe it is verbatim. And my whole thing is with anything, whether it's male masculinity, whether it's estrogen or anything, go out and find the facts. Go out and make sure your facts are correct. Go out and make sure you seek the right people out to find out what you need, rather than taking and carrying somebody's water for them. See, we were never brought up that way. And not only that, I don't think anybody in my family's ever been that gullible either. Maybe there's some things we don't agree upon, my brothers and sisters.
That's why education has dumbed down the American
totally.
The 1960s.
Totally. And look, and now, look what we've got. Just look at everything around you. And I'm not going to be a gloom and doom guy here, but you do have to realize that things have changed, not in a good way, in the majority of things. And
the average IQ in the United States used to be 90 to 95. Go into any inner city and measure what the IQ is.
Oh, yeah.
You wind up with something 70 or 80. Now, the problem with 80s, IQ experts, even at Harvard, the bastion of liberal thinking, even at Harvard, IQ experts call 80 the evil 80s, because most criminals have an 80 IQ.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people who commit crimes are in the 80 IQ group. So sub 80, you're just kind of stupid, and you're, you know, easily manipulated.
Yep.
If you're into the 60s, in this country, you get institutionalized. In other countries, you just walk around free.
Yeah.
But we've dumbed the folks down so that we don't have an average 90, 95 IQ anymore. It's down into the high 80s. And that is a very dangerous place to be for most folks. You're going to get easily manipulated.
Yeah.
You can get easily used. You can either commit crimes or be the easy patsy victim of crimes. And you will believe anything that what you hold as an authority figure tells you, whether it's CNN, the Democrat Party, the head of the Black Panthers, the head of the Communist Party of the United States. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Whatever someone you see in authority tells you is right is what you know, you swear, a stack of Bibles or a stack of Qurans is right. So you go after it.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'll revert back to what we love to do with physical culture. I can't say this enough, folks. You know, what we've brought some major things up here on this show. You can get screwed around. Things can happen to you. But I'm telling you right now, the less likelihood of getting drawn into things like this is going to happen when you can go out, build things, build yourself mentally. You're going to find a lot less problems in your life. And I don't know for the life of me why more aren't doing what we do. And we can say what we were talking about today, but I don't even think it's that so much. I think there's such a laziness out there now.
If we extend the welfare mentality...
Right, exactly.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's all right.
This just has to pop out.
Yeah.
People who train, you'll find very few of them have the welfare mentality, because they're not waiting for someone to sprinkle fairy dust on them and give them a great body.
Yeah.
They're training to have a great body. They are working to have a great body. So they don't have that mentality that someone else has to do it for them.
And I think the idea, too, and why more people, I hope, will. Well, I know from the show. I'll tell you this. You know, it's like when you get your teeth into something like that, you don't want to let go. You know, when we had Stevie Shanks on here yesterday, and for anybody that didn't listen to it, the show's up. It is absolutely incredible because we'll have this show, Dr. Wong's, up first thing tomorrow morning. And, you know, he's talking about his dad. He was like the third guy since Donald Denny to lift the Denny Stones in 1972.
Cool.
Jack Shanks is not a big man. He weighed, I think, 170 pounds. And if I recall, I think when we were talking yesterday, I wrote it down. The smaller of the two Denny Stones is 144 kilos, folks. And the large one is 188 kilos. So if my math was right, and you got to remember, these things have a ring into the middle of the stone with a big chain, and then it has the big round ring that you grab. Now, I have the actual rings here at the house, and so do a lot of other people associated with the show and our family. Those things literally feel like they'll rip right through your fingers, literally. And we were talking about a hook grip and all that with them. But what I want to say here is this. Don't tell me you can't do it, and don't tell me you need help. You know, his father was a police officer in Ireland. That's where they still live. Jack is still alive. He goes to all of his son's events. And this is very interesting with Stevie. Now, Stevie's been around for a while. He's in his early 50s. Now, think about this. All the people and all the things he had seen. Do you know that Stevie really didn't get serious with the Denny's or weights till he was 50 years old? 50 years old, folks. And when we talk about all these things and the strength and the power, and we're not being led around where, hey, if you don't do this, you're going to get this and screw everybody else. See, that's the difference between all this great physical work we do, the physical culture, because what it does not only builds manliness like a son of a gun, man. I mean, you lift the stuff we like to do, you're going to know when you walk, your balls are intact, let me tell you. And I mean that. But when you live that type of life, and we know, I've had it, I'm sure Dr. Wong has, you know, we're going to come up against obstacles all the time. But there's that inherent strength within us. Because remember, it's the inside that builds your outer world, folks. I don't care what externally is around you. If you pay attention and do the right things in physical culture, it's the internal. And when you can do that, believe me, you know, you wonder why we talk about stuff like this all the time. This is so damn important, and it's even more important than it was a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. Because if you're looking at the trend and you heard what the subject matter was today, you should be very concerned. If you give a shit about your fellow man and woman, as there's a lot of good women out there, too, suffering the same thing, get on board and get with us. Dr. Wong, summarize anything. Give out all your info. I will give mine, and we will get ready for next month, please.
Think again of how you desire to do things, of your drive, what sparks you. Think of all the folks who are just lazing around waiting for someone else to sprinkle fairy dust on them and something to happen. They neither have the lover nor the warrior in them, as Joseph Campbell would describe,
yep,
to attain their goals. They don't have either one. Some of us just have the lover. We want to do this. We want to do that. But I think I'm going to sit here and play video games instead.
Yep.
In order to accomplish any goal, whether it's lifting the Denny Stone or lifting a sandbag or being an Olympic lifter, a bodybuilder, anything, you have to have the lover to dream great dreams. And you have to have the warrior to go out and accomplish the dreams, because the lover can't do it.
Right.
That warrior has to be willing to sweat, to to fight, to hurt and get hurt in order to accomplish the goals and fulfill the mission. We need to get that mindset of the lover and the warrior. Mm-hmm. We need to set it in stone to accomplish our ends. Without that, we will fall apart politically, hormonally, societally, historically. It all fits together, folks. Think of America the way it was 100 years ago. Think of all America did and all America accomplished. They had the lover. They had the warrior. Think of Britain, this little tiny bloody island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Did the sun ever set on the British Empire? No, because they had the lover, they had the warrior, and as long as they had them, they had an empire.
Yep. Yep.
Don't let the lover and the warrior wane. Don't just have the one and not have the other. To accomplish your ends, to have a fulfilling life. You think the welfare recipient has a fulfilling life? When they're about to plot, their last thought before they bury them, I didn't pick up my last check.
Yeah.
You know, that, how horrible that must be. To go to your grave knowing that you did everything you wanted to accomplish. Did it well. Earned the respect of your fellows. But most of all, fulfilled your heart's desire. Nothing is better than that.
You're not kidding. I'll tell you, and, you know, I talk about my college professor at the end, Frank Klein. Every class on the board, you would walk in, and he'd have the word American written on the board. And the last four letters were always boxed. And if you don't know how to spell it, the last four letters are I-C-A-N. And he would go up in the very beginning, say the word, and say, I can. Okay? That is very important. Everything we talked about here today is very, very important. This is no joke. It's time to get on with it, folks. You don't have to be part of this bullshit out there everywhere. I don't care if it's even surrounding you. What you do when you get physically, mentally, and spiritually involved with yourself, you change. And I can tell you, it's changed me in ways that nothing else ever would in my life. And no matter how bad you're hurting the next day or the next 2 or 3 days, you know that you did something. You put a mark in something that's going to really down the road transpire into something great. And the only way you're going to do this is you're going to have to get your hands dirty. You're going to have to get sweaty, and you're going to draw blood, too, believe me. And I hope that's all that ever happens to you. I hope you don't get tears or injuries or surgeries. I don't want to see anybody get that. But once again, it's all part of your living your life. You're taking a chance on you, and then others follow. That's what we're talking about. Young men, young women, your children, set the example. Get off the couch. Get off the tortilla chips. Get off the PlayStation. Get off the sports. And go out and be your own hero to somebody. Be the guy or gal that's walking around in the neighborhood and the kids are coming up to you and talking to you about lifting. Or they watch you like they'll do here at my house. There'll be kids at times standing down the end of my driveway watching me if I'm out in the driveway. All right? It's very, very important. And we won't have any of this shit where they want to end males in sports. And it's all this estrogen dominance on both sides of the fence. Yeah, it's, you know something? You got to stop thinking about just you. Think about everyone and everything and who you can educate, who you can help. And most of all, men and women, we need to do this and unite. Dr. Wong, I didn't mean to cut you off. If I did,
did not at all.
Give out, if you're done with anything, give out all your info, the website. I will give mine out, and we will set up for next month, my friend.
All righty. Anyone wanting to read my articles on health, martial arts, and spirituality can go to drwong.us, D-R-W-O-N-G, dot U as in United, S as in States. If you want to listen to my rantings and ravings, my podcasts, and my lectures, go to drwongradio.com, and my supplements are at Dr. Wong's, plural, Dr. Wong's,
yep,
Essentials, again, plural, .com.
Awesome. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio. As I said, we are the brass knuckles of radio, and go out, you know, you can go out there. There's multitudes of podcasts out there, whether it's just Dr. Wong and I or anybody. There's some of the biggest, best stuff you've ever heard or you've want to hear. I'm telling you, it's education, and it's free education, because there aren't many places I know that do podcasts that don't charge. Believe me, we aren't charging, and I hope we never do. But that's a whole nother tale right there. But go out there and check that all out. Also, FiorelloBarbellCo.com. We talked about the winner's circle. You want to talk about manliness? Women, too, can do this. There's nothing on that set of modules that can't be done. It's also a good way to set your younger son and younger daughter up, because there's a multitude of things that you can even convert to body weight with some of that stuff I've got there. You can also use weights. I don't care what anybody says. You just have to have somebody that knows what they're doing. So go out there. Look at the winner's circle. You have 8 people now that will give an hour of their time when you buy the product. Obviously, you get a 13th module. Stewards of Strength. I mean, we talk about that at the end. Gatekeeper. These are what we're talking about. We're talking about the gladiators, the strong men, the strong women, the weightlifters, the martial arts, the Olympic lifters. I truly believe, in my mind, they're the only heroes we have left in today's world, other than when I go out and I put Hulk all over the place. That's about it. Pro sports, if you like it, God bless you. Sometimes I watch an occasional Yankee game, but I don't really have the ability to sit there and watch any of that stuff anymore. I like going out on CBS and finding every once in a while I might get a text from one of our friends from the show that says, hey, go to CBS right now. They're running World's Strongest Man. That's about the extent. I do like hockey because I still think there's something left in that sport, but that's pretty much it. I love what we do here. And everybody around here loves what they do, and I'm very proud of that. Also, too, contributions. As I said, go out to my PayPal account at FiorelloBarbell at NICAP.RR.com. Buy me a couple weeks' worth of coffee. Buy me lunch. Buy me dinner. Anything you can do would be appreciated. If you go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, hit contribute. $25, you get the beginnings, the first Winner's Circle module. $50, you get a half-hour session free with me and the beginnings. And for $100, you get 2 half-hour sessions and the beginnings. And anything you can do, we appreciate that. You click that, it goes right to PayPal. There's no problems. Bang, you're all set. And just invest in us. You know, people invest in a lot of garbage. You're investing in some real, real product here for the next 30 years. Also, Apple, Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. We appreciate it. AHA, AHA directories, you can get Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio into your car 24/7. If there's a show you'd like Dr. Wong and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. And I'm going to leave you with a multitude of things here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them words of inspiration. You'd be surprised. 5 words can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get for the day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, pull it, squat it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as a great Hoos of Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red Domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls, I'm telling you right now. Also, too, as Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem and who's been a guest on the show from the very beginning, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Well, today, you didn't get just a dose. You got probably a house full of it now. It was exceptional what we went with today. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor in business, repetition, repetition, repetition. Don't forget, American, I can. My dad, be a leader, not a follower, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor for years. It's almost 3 years we lost him, and what a great guy, and what a big guy behind me with everything I'm doing now. He would walk every patient to the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself on your worst day or your best day. I'm smiling right now. There is no way old New Hampshire Doc Ridge could ever not get you to smile. He was one hell of a guy, and I wish I could have them all on the show. It would be absolutely unbelievable. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we're not going to knock on your door. We'll knock it in, kick it in. You know, as I always say, too, join the family, join the revolution. And as Les Brown says, you'll have greatness. But I'll take it two steps further and tell you, we got your back, and we believe in you. And I don't know many people in today's world that would ever say something like that. But then again, we are extraordinary, not ordinary. Dr. Wong, always an honor. I thank you so much for your input, and obviously outside of the show, outside of the show too, thank you for being on, my friend.
Thank you for having me on board, Eric.
It's anytime.
On with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate those words. And as I said before we sign off, gentlemen, get a set of balls. If you don't have them, grow them. Because you can do that. Don't fool around another day. Take things serious. Get yourself physically fit. Get your women physically fit. Join us. I promise you, we're going to change the world. So for Dr. William Wong, this is Eric Fiorello. We will talk with Dr. Wong next month. But in the meantime, you still got 5.5 more days to make your mark on the world, and you have the rest of your life. Thanks for listening, everybody. And grow them balls.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.